the more manageable the book looks, I think the more appealing it is, and the more useful it will be, I think.
Yeah, yes.
So, I mean, you know, I actually thought of 40,000 before I put 50,000.
Okay.
Really, you know, because again, it's like your 100-day challenge in a way.
Yeah.
It's a quantity and it looks doable.
Well, and the thing about the challenge too, and this isn't probably self-evident, but I only answer the question that they're asking. That's part of why the personalized emails work so well, is that I don't give them anything else except for what they're asking.
Right.
So if they ask about weight loss, I answer the question, but otherwise I don't put it out there. And if they ask me about, I'm going to this party, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
And so it really does minimize the overwhelm, because feeling overwhelmed is the biggest trigger to have a drink.
Right.
It's the biggest coping strategy that anybody has, someone who overdrinks or not, to deal with any kind of stress or large emotion, is to have a drink. And so the problem is that as soon as a person who's trying to quit drinking feels overwhelmed, their only coping strategy is to drink.
So they sort of go back into their shell and into the cocoon and the security that drinking offers them.
Right. And drinking is socially acceptable. And you have to explain why you quit drinking. And so again, like, what do I tell people who ask me? I don't tell them that unless they ask me. And it has to sound reasonable, manageable, possible, and positive. It has to sound optimistic.
Yes.
Like, yes, this part is sucky, but then it gets better.
Yeah. And think of the advantages and...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. But,
so then that said, I mean, trying to put this in a book is complicated, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So I can see then, you know, the difficulty of drip feeding in a way and being specific to the problem.
Right. And also you think that your situation is different and that someone will email me and say, but I don't have kids. My challenge is this. And it's like, it's the same as everybody else's challenge, but nobody wants to hear that. So you have to answer their question, even though it's the same question answer I would give to somebody else.
Yeah. What about, okay. So that, I mean, that does throw a different kind of light in a way on structure. Because I mean, obviously, the trick in a way is to try to avoid being too generic all the way through, isn't it? I mean, you know, to try and maintain that level of personalization.
Right. And so that's why I do a lot of you, like you or this, as opposed to we or I. And that's also why I sort of remove the fourth wall periodically and say, I know you're looking for a reason to stop reading.
Because I
know what that feeling is like. It's like, oh yeah, I don't do that, so this doesn't apply to me. And so I try to call them out on their shit as they're thinking it.
Yeah. One of the things that works really well, I think, is the way you do address people in the book. And I think, you know, your directness, and I like the idea of removing the fourth wall as well and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And sort of, and saying, look, I know what's going on in your head. So, I mean, I think I would still say that having the 100-day challenge in the middle. I mean, I really like as a concept, I can see, you know, it just frames the book beautifully.
Okay.
I would say that your own story and others, as long as it embraces people coming to it. So, you know, use your story and the other ones you've come across, you know, addressing the new reader, if you like, all the time and saying it's you and, you know, and by the way, you know, I know what you're thinking, all that kind of thing. So you've got that introduction, which sort of ushers people into the 100-day challenge. You say, look, this is manageable, this is doable, you can do this, others have done it, you know, it's 100 days, you know, and it might lead on, it might not. And the big thing is always that it's a manageable amount of time, you know, it's a definable amount of time. Before we started speaking, I was trying to remember, I read something else recently about exactly that kind of thing, whereby it's just small chunks all the time. You just got to take it step by step.
Right, because if you perceive the goal as too big, then that kicks into overwhelm, and then they don't want to do it.
And I think this is what I would say is that the other reason for focusing on that, on the defined limit of time, if you like, or the management, is the anti-AA thing.
Right.
Because, you know, that idea of infinity, which seems to me, I mean, you know, my experience of AA is what I see on the West Wing and other stuff.
Of course.
I mean?
It's everybody's experience of AA is television.
Yeah.
And everybody on television relapses. Nobody lives happily ever after as a sober person or as a person who just doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I don't want a glass of wine. It's that I don't want any of what comes with it. And I sleep well and I'm happy with my life, so I've just left it out.
Yeah.
That's unusual and you have to explain it, but it's not like tragic in your life. You don't stop having fun or whatever, you know.
And it's not a defining, I mean, you know, the thing that strikes you with AA is it's a defining thing. Somehow you've got to hold your hand up every day and confess.
No, and that's the thing too, where people in the recovery community will say, on my blog or on others, you know, recovery is leadership. You need to take the message. And I'm like, no, you don't. You need to fix your own life and get on with your life. Like, really, it doesn't define you.
Exactly. But it, I mean, you know, it's also you're sharing rather than anything else, I would say. You're sharing experience rather than leading necessarily. You know, I mean, what you found is that 100 Day Challenge works for you, or it worked for you.
Well, 30 worked. I did Dry July. I did 30 days and then basically tricked myself at the end of each goal to just go a bit further. And then at some point you stop needing that and you just go.